This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Indian Constitution is not just a document for the government, but it is a fundamental inspiration for the welfare of the marginalized and nation building. Replying to a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, he said that during the 16-year rule of the BJP, the constitutional amendments were made only 22 times, while in the 55 years of the Congress rule, 77 amendments were effected. On Uniform Civil Code, Mr. Shah said that it is the BJP government in Uttarakhand which has brought it in the state. He asserted that the BJP will bring uniform civil code in every state. The Home Minister also asked the Congress party whether there should be a common law for every religion or not, and why it supports the Muslim personal law. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various initiatives at the Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bullaram on the outskirts of Hyderabad today. She will be presenting the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad, on Friday. The President will be hosting an at-home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens and the academics on the same evening. The President arrived at the Rashtrapati Nilayam on a 5-day southern sojourn yesterday. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare has witnessed a six-fold increase in budget allocation from nearly 21,000 crore rupees during 2013-14 to 1,22,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. In a written reply to the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Ram Nath Thakur, said that the major schemes being implemented for farmers' welfare include the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Manthan Yojana, PMKMY, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, PMFBY, and the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. Science and Technology Minister Jitendra Singh launched India's first of its kind anti-pesticide bodysuit, Kisan Kavach, in New Delhi yesterday. This bodysuit is designed to protect farmers from the harmful effects of pesticide exposure. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said that the Kisan Kavach is a groundbreaking solution addressing a critical gap in farmer safety. The event also saw the distribution of the first batch of Kisan Kavach suit to farmers. The National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal will take part in the India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. The talks aimed at restoring the bilateral ties stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Dobhal will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative's talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. They are expected to discuss a range of issues to rebuild the bilateral ties following the October 21 agreement of disengagement and patrolling in eastern Ladakh between the two countries. Indians will be among the nationals from 39 countries who will have free visas to travel to Sri Lanka from January 2025. This was announced by the visiting Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Vijitha Herath during an interaction organized by the India Foundation in New Delhi. He said a parliamentary gazette notification will be made next January where Sri Lanka will give free visas to 39 countries, including India. He also expressed hope that India will give the same facility to the Sri Lankans also. In cricket, India were all out for 216 the first innings on the fifth day of the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane, Australia. India resumed their play today at the overnight score of 252 before Akashdeep was stumped out, breaking the last partnership with Bumrah. Travis Head delivered the final blow to India. Australia posted 445 in their first innings. In women's T20 international cricket, West Indies beat India by 9 wickets in the second match to level the three-match series 1-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Captain Hayley Matthews led from the front with 85 runs unbeaten as the West Indies chased down the target of 160 with 26 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.